This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Republican State Senator Kevin Priola has switched his party affiliation. He's now a Democrat. CPR's Ben Berkman reports that climate change and January 6th were the issues driving his decision.
Republicans had hoped to win back control of the state Senate this fall, but Priola's change makes that harder. In a written statement, he said he's been waiting for the GOP to distance itself from former President Donald Trump after the January 6th insurrection and the political climate Trump created. But Priola says that never came. Republicans blasted Priola's move as self-serving, and some said he should be recalled from his district in Adams County. Because of term limits, Priola only has 2 more years in the state Senate. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, a shelter for families experiencing homelessness is closing. The City Hope Shelter opened only 6 months ago. The Gazette reports City Hope was relying on federal COVID relief money that will run out at the end of August. Its closure comes after another shelter for families in the city closed in July. To help fill the gap, the Salvation Army says it will convert its Colorado Springs shelter into a family-focused service by the end of the year. Fremont County offices are closed after a cyber attack breached the local government's computer systems. Officials are still figuring out the full context, the full extent of the attack and its origin. Some services like emergency 911 calls and COVID-19 testing are still functional. This is CPR News and KRCC.